Islam Q&A, Frequently Asked Questions. What is Islam and who are Muslims? Islam is a natural and complete way of life that encourages one to give due attention to their relationship with God and His creation. It teaches that souls find true happiness and peace through performing good actions that are approved by God and which benefit both the society and the individual. The message of Islam is simple: to believe in and to worship the one true God alone, and to accept Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as his final messenger. The word Islam means submission to God, and its followers are known as Muslims, who can be from any racial or ethnic background. What is the purpose of life? God did not create humans to simply wander aimlessly. Rather, we have a higher purpose: to acknowledge and worship God alone so that we live upon the guidance of our Creator. This guidance enables us to live a successful and blessed life in all aspects, as well as entry into paradise and freedom from hell. The test of one's faith is in using one's intellect and reasoning abilities to contemplate and recognize God's signs and to live according to His guidance. God gave humans free will as a test to see who will willingly follow His path. Who is Allah? Allah is the personal name of the one true God. Allah has no partners, equals, parents, or children. All of Allah's attributes are perfect, such as the Creator, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, the Most Just, the All-Wise, and the All-Knowing. No human or object shares in Allah's lordship and His divine attributes. As such, He alone deserves to be worshipped exclusively. Who is Muhammad? Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final prophet in the long line of prophets, sent to call all mankind to the worship of God alone. He was an ideal father, husband, teacher, leader, and judge, and a brave example of an honest, just, compassionate, and brave human being. Although greatly respected, he, like the other prophets, is not worshipped by Muslims. What are the sources of Islam? The Quran is the primary source of Islamic knowledge and lays out the principles of Islamic teachings. The Sunnah is the secondary source and is a collection of thousands of sayings and actions by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as conveyed by his companions. As they are rigorously authenticated, it provides an accurate way of life and guidance for Muslims to follow. All Islamic teachings are based on evidence derived from these two authentic sources. What is the Quran? The Quran is the final revelation to mankind and is a guide and criterion between right and wrong. It is the literal word of Allah as revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through the angel Gabriel, and supersedes all previous revelations, such as the Gospel and the Torah. It explains and clarifies many issues like the purpose of our existence, the correct concept of God, the actions liked and disliked by God, the stories of the prophets and their lessons, accounts of heaven, hell, and the Day of Judgment. One of the great miracles of the Quran is that it has been preserved and unchanged since it was revealed over 1,400 years ago. It also contains many scientific and historical facts that were unknown to the people of that time and have only been discovered recently, which is one of the proofs that it is from God. What are the main practices in Islam? The main practices in Islam are referred to as the five pillars. First pillar, the testimony of faith, to declare that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is his final messenger. Second pillar, prayers, to be performed five times daily, once each at dawn, noon, mid-afternoon, after sunset, and at night. Third pillar, prescribed charity. This is an annual compulsory charity paid to those less fortunate and is calculated at 2.5% of one's total wealth. It is paid by those who have excess wealth beyond their basic needs. Fourth pillar, fasting the month of Ramadan. Throughout this month, Muslims must refrain from all food, drink, and sexual relations with their spouses from dawn to sunset. They also endeavor to refrain from all bad deeds. Fifth pillar, the pilgrimage. If a Muslim has the means to do so, they are required to make the pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia at least once in their lifetime. It involves prayer, supplication, charity and traveling, and is a very humbling and spiritual experience that unites the Muslim nation. What do Muslims believe about Jesus and other prophets? Thousands of prophets were sent by Allah, at least one to every nation, with the same message: to worship Allah alone and not associate any partner with Him. Some of these prophets include Adam, Noah, Joseph, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them all. Jesus, peace be upon him, was one of the greatest prophets sent by Almighty God. He was born miraculously, without a father, and performed many miracles, all by the permission and will of God. Why do bad things happen? God tests people in different ways through various trials. This includes health, family, natural disasters, wealth, or other means. Patience during adversities by not giving up hope or despairing, and gratefulness for blessings by using such blessings in a way pleasing to God, is a means of getting closer to God and attaining eternal paradise. Of course, pain and suffering in this life is temporary, while paradise is everlasting. He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is best indeed, and He is the exalted in might forgiving. Quran 67:2. What happens after death? Death is the passage from this brief life into the next eternal life. Each person will be resurrected to be held to account on the day of judgment. This day ensures that justice prevails, as anyone who was wronged or oppressed in this life will be compensated and dealt justly by Allah, the All-Knowing and Most Just. If a person lives a good, honorable life by worshipping and obeying Allah, they will be entered into paradise through Allah's mercy. If they choose to disbelieve, hellfire awaits them. If there was no afterlife in which the good were rewarded and the bad punished, that would contradict the perfect justice of God and life would not be fair. What is the worst sin in Islam? Worshipping others beside God or associating partners or equals with God is the worst sin in Islam. This includes ascribing some of God's attributes to other objects or beings, e.g. idols, claiming that God has a son, mother, or any other partner, or disbelieving in God. How does Islam view women? In Islam, men and women are viewed as equals before God in terms of both receiving equal reward and accountability for their actions. Allah, the creator of both genders, has assigned roles and responsibilities for each, taking into account their differences. Women are given the utmost respect and honor, with no form of oppression condoned towards them. Allah, the creator of both genders, has assigned different roles and responsibilities for each, taking into account their differences. Does the concept of the original sin exist in Islam? The concept of original sin does not exist in Islam. God is just, so no person is held accountable for any sin they themselves were not responsible for. What is jihad? The essence of jihad is to struggle and sacrifice for one's religion in a manner which is pleasing to God. Linguistically, it means to struggle and can refer to striving to do good deeds, giving charity, or joining an Islamic military action. The most commonly known form is the military jihad, which is permitted in order to preserve the well-being of society, to prevent oppression from spreading and to promote justice. Does Islam condone terrorism? In war, the targeting of innocent non-combatants is a despicable act which Islam clearly prohibits. In fact, Muslims are not even allowed to destroy plants and animals unnecessarily, let alone innocent humans. This is just but one example of many ethical guidelines of war stipulated in Islam. However, it is important to distinguish between terrorism and legitimate resistance to occupation, as the two are very different. Are all religions the same? While most religions generally have the same teachings regarding good manners and kindness to others and so on, Islam additionally focuses on the greatness of God with no compromises with His oneness and perfection. Unlike other religions, Islam primarily teaches that God is completely different and unique compared to His creation and that all praise and worship is due directly and exclusively to Him. Islam is also comprehensive, simple yet profound, has revelation that is preserved, does not reject any of God's prophets, but states that they all came with the one and same message. What is halal food? Halal, or lawful, foods that are those permitted by God for Muslims to consume. Generally, most foods and beverages are considered halal, with the main exceptions being pig and alcohol. Meats and poultry must be slaughtered humanely and correctly, which includes mentioning God's name before slaughter and minimizing the suffering of animals. Who can become a Muslim? Becoming a Muslim means acknowledging the greatness of the Creator and developing and maintaining a close relationship with Him by obeying Him. This will lead to happiness and contentment in this life and the next. Allah has opened the doors of Islam to all mankind, regardless of their past or current situation. Therefore, anyone can become a Muslim at any time by simply believing in and uttering the following testimony of faith. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is Allah's messenger. By becoming a Muslim, one will live a life of purpose and fulfillment while being guaranteed eternal paradise in the hereafter. For more information about Islam, visit our website www.islam-australia.com or send us an email info@islam-australia.com or give us a call 0419 953 431.